What's up, y'all? Welcome to New York Liberty Fan TV. It's your boy Rem, aka Ken NY Sports. We are 62 days away from the beginning of the WNBA season. Let's clap it up, y'all. Let's clap it up. We are 62 days away. I know y'all hype. A lot of great stuff. But before we discuss and dig deeper and go any further and discuss that New York Liberty, I'm going to need y'all to do me a favor. Hit that like button, hit that share button, follow, whatever it is, that's going to get you more in tune with New York Liberty Fan TV. I need you to do that. I also need you to share with a friend. We got to get our followers up. We have to make sure that this page continues to grow so we could get as much content out to New York Liberty fans around the world. So shout out to everybody if you're already tuned in. Appreciate the support. Wow, today is March 12th. As of this recording, it is March 12th. I'm pretty sure this recording will probably come out on March 13th. But this is week two in Women's History Month. And the New York Liberty continue to pave the way in not just women's basketball, but in women's sports. So clap it up again for the New York Liberty. Shout out to the New York Liberty. Today it was announced on Good Day New York, that Fox 5 and My9 have partnered with the New York Liberty. Yes, local broadcasting. Guys, this is huge. New York Liberty become the first team in WNBA history with this kind of deal. Local broadcasting. That means we don't need cable. We don't need cable. You can go on Channel 5 and Channel 9 and watch New York Liberty basketball in the tri-state area. So you have no more excuse. You have no excuse as to why you didn't catch a game. You couldn't make it to the Clays. It's okay. We got you. My 9 and Fox 5 will be airing New York Liberty games starting on May 14th. Announced by Kia Clark, by the way, on Good Day New York this morning. So again, I'm excited. I'm super excited for the New York Liberty, for just the trajectory of women's basketball. And our team is at the forefront. Shout out to the ladies. Shout out to women's sports. You see what's going on in the college games. College is tearing it up right now. March Madness is underway. And you see what the ladies are doing. I can't tell you what's going on in the men's game as much, and that's no shade or disrespect to them, but the world is starting to catch up now. Everybody's tuning in. There are eyes locked in on women's basketball right now. So clap it up for those ladies. Clap it up for the New York Liberty. This is New York Liberty Fan TV. It's your boy Rem if you're just tapping in. But big news, man, big news. So this morning on Fox 5, you had CEO Clara Wu Tsai. You had CEO Kia Clark, and you also had Breonna Stewart, the MVP, in attendance, you know, just to talk to our new partners. A lot of great questions, but you can see the excitement for just what they did. And one thing that Clara Tsai pointed out was when they first acquired the team, her and her husband, when they first acquired the team, that was one of their goals, to figure out how to get as much eyes on the New York Liberty as possible. And, you know, I hate to do the whole comparison thing. You don't want to compare the WNBA with the NBA or anything like that, but just comparison of the two teams that are in that building, because the New York Liberty also occupy that space with the Brooklyn Nets. And they're doing an amazing job. You're talking about a team that had Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, before that, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Darren Williams, and in such little time, the New York Liberty are just like truly shining. I feel like they've had so much more success in such little time than the Brooklyn Nets. And again, that's no shade, but it's just calling out a fact that we all can see. When you go into a game versus a Brooklyn Nets game versus a New York Liberty game, it's a completely different atmosphere. I rewind back to an episode on First Take, where J.J. Redick and Stephen A. Smith are talking about the atmosphere in New York City. And Stephen A. just talks about, oh, there's no atmosphere like the Garden and this, that, and the third. And he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. The Garden is amazing. It's amazing. The Garden, there's nothing like the Garden. But when you go to a Barclays Center game, to the Clays for a New York Liberty game, I want to say that level is right there. That level, like those unmatched levels of New York energy, of it just not being more than a basketball game, it being an event. The Barclays Center and the New York Liberty, they got your back. We talking about Big Ellie. We talking about the Timeless Torches. We talking about the Little Torches. You know, we're talking about that whole team, that whole staff. It's truly amazing. So shout out to the New York Liberty. But I also want to speak about what this means, because this is another reason why you see Stewie constantly signing these one-year deals and other stars, star athletes doing these short-term deals, because they will have a new collective bargaining agreement underway. That will be new money, new TV deals, and this is a perfect example of, you know, an opportunity to get paid more. This is a TV deal. I don't know the intricacies. I don't know all the technicalities of everything and how the WNBA spreads funds and everything like that, but I feel like this is a huge step into, you know, getting the players the money and, you know, just the share that they deserve. So, again, for those who are in the back who don't listen and are not understanding, the WNBA players are not asking to get paid the same amount as the NBA players. That would be crazy. The NBA has been around for 75 plus years. The WNBA has been around for 25 plus years. All right, so let's keep that. Let's remember that the WNBA is still a baby. Still a baby, all right? So we have to keep that in mind, but the trajectory is in great shape. It's in great shape, guys. Tune into the women's game and see what it is. But again, announcing that, you know, the official broadcast home for the New York Liberty would be Fox 5 and My9. Maybe other teams start, you know, looking into these and start getting local broadcasts. You know, I'm spitballing out here, but there's just a lot of intricacies to this. There's a lot of things, a lot of different ramifications when you announce something like this. So again, congratulations to the New York Liberty. Again, unless you live under a rock, the New York Liberty and Fox 5 and My9 had partnered up. New York Liberty games will be televised throughout the tri-state area to all 7 million plus people that are out here. Tune into a New York Liberty game. I promise you, you will not regret it. You will not regret it, man. Shout out to the Libs. But yeah, like I said, what are we, like 62 days away from the regular season? That's May 4th. What is March 12th? Wow. Like, it's right there, guys. It's right there. So I do want to talk about some of the top matchups this season that we can look forward to for this upcoming 2024 WNBA season. Remember, this is a different season. This is the season this summer. We do have the Olympics, so there will be a little pause in July. And, you know, they're going to have to go to work and bring home some gold and then get back to it and start fighting each other again. But some of the top games that we have to look forward to. I have it here somewhere. Like, I felt like I wrote this down, you know, just talking about some of the top games. I have dates available here, but I just don't know where I wrote them. I apologize, guys. I apologize. Give me one moment. Let me look for this. I need to look for this. If not, I'm going to have to just start spitballing these games off the top of my head, because I could just tell you some of the top matchups this season. One second. Top matchups this season. You are letting me down. What's going on? I apologize, guys. I apologize for this. Yes. Okay, no, I did not find the top match. I had it saved in my notes, but look, the top matchups this season that we can look forward to. Obviously, we see Washington Mystics. That's not a top matchup, but our second game of the season, we see the Indiana Fever. The reason why it's not a top matchup is because that's their home opener and not ours. We'll be playing that one in Indiana. But May 18th, the home opener, Caitlin Clark's first game. Yes, I know I'm fast-forwarding. They haven't drafted her yet. But if they don't draft her, we would have to drug test the GM just to make sure everything was okay. But our first home game, we will introduce Caitlin Clark to Barclays Center. And I'm telling you, those tickets shot up already. The Caitlin Clark effect went crazy. The upper bowl seats are already sold out. The lower bowls probably went from $60 to $200. They're probably higher now. We don't know. You already know that the WNBA draft sold out in 15 minutes. The first 15 minutes of tickets being sold, the Caitlin Clark effect. You know, it's big deal. It's big deal. So that's one of the huge games. Then we have to think about our first game against Seattle, Breonna Stewart's former team, and also one of the new super teams, because they obviously acquired Skylar Diggins, Nneka Ogwumike, and, you know, still having Jewel Lloyd. And then we have to look at the other matchups against the Las Vegas Aces, our championship rematch, and then the Connecticut Sun. The Connecticut Sun will be fully healthy this year. Fully healthy. So they'll have Breonna Jones back. We want to make sure that, how do we look against a fully healthy Connecticut Sun? They are still a threat. And then we welcome the Chicago Sky. Not a great team right now, but Teresa Weatherspoon, you know, her first go-round against us as a head coach. So I apologize. I don't have my notes, so I can't give you the actual dates of those games, but those are some of the top matchups this year that we should definitely look out for. You know, as the season goes on. But this is a short episode. I don't have much to speak on because I literally just came on just to speak about the exciting news of the New York Liberty and that new TV deal. So this is huge. This is amazing. I'm going to put this out. I'm going to drop this on I'll drop this on the platforms for everybody to listen to audio. I'll get the, you know, I'll get the content going and put something out on IG and TikTok and all of that good stuff. But definitely tune in and tap into us because, you know, the season is really close. It's really close. And you'll hear from me. You'll hear from the rest of us and everybody I'm collaborating with on a more consistent basis as we get to closer to the season. Right now, obviously, it's all college right now. And then we'll be heading into the NBA playoffs. But as you know, as soon as that May comes in, it's all WNBA on these sides. So shout out to everybody who has patiently been waiting for New York Liberty basketball. We are almost there, guys. We are almost there, less than 70 days away. We're going to blink, and we will be at the Clays waving our rags, going crazy, doing the Ellie wave and all of that good stuff. So that'll be real soon, Liberty fans. So stay tapped in. Is there anything I should speak on before I go? Because there's, you know, the world of basketball, it's been really crazy. It's been really crazy, especially women's basketball. I will actually speak a little bit about the college games, but before I do so, I have to shout out our Liberties overseas, our Liberty ladies overseas, because this is something that I love. They keep us in tune. If you check the New York Liberty social media page, and they always keep us in tune with the games, with the weekly roundup and everything like that. We had some big numbers the other day. Jonquel Jones with 32 and 12 and 4 assists. You had Nayara with 19 points, 7 rebounds, 4 steals. You had Breonna Frazier with 29, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. Shout out to the Brooklyn girl. You had Ivana Jokic with 12 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. You had Leonie Fibich with 12 points, 5 of 8 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. You had Kennedy Burke with 8, 8, and 5, a little triple single. You had Han Su with 26, 11 of 14 from the field. She hit 3 of 5 threes. You had MJ with 13 points, 6 rebounds, 4 of 8 from the field. We had Raquel Carrera with 9 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 steals. So shout out to the Liberties abroad, the Liberty ladies abroad doing their thing. Can't wait to see y'all back out here. But also, I want to highlight Nayara Sabali and Kennedy Burke because their teams have actually advanced to the Final Four. We'll see if they'll face each other, so that'll be dope. to get a little bit Liberty on Liberty action in the playoffs, in the Final Four. And we'll see how long, how that push goes for them. But shout out to them and continue that push. We also are awaiting the WNBA draft. The WNBA draft is coming up on April 15th. April 15th. I'm trying to get in there, y'all. I'm trying to get my media credentials up. I'm trying to get in there. Hopefully, say a little prayer for me. Cross the fingers for me. We're hoping that we could get up in Brooklyn Academy of Music for that draft, that WNBA draft, and asked, players, coaches, and everyone some questions just about what's going on around the league. And, of course, our New York Liberty, who are on the clock at number 11. At number 11, they have the number 11th pick. I do remember originally in the start of the draft, they had the Alyssa Pilley from Utah dropping to at 11, but her stock has definitely risen a little bit with her play. So we'll see what we can think. But there's other players who will definitely be available. I think this is a talented draft. I'm sure Haley Van Lith might still be available at number 11, but I'm also looking at someone like Camila Cardoso. Her stock has dropped a little bit, and I believe her stock, she's not a great offensive player or anything like that, but the defense and the rebounding, something like that off the bench, I don't mind the New York Liberty drafting Camila Cardoso. So I would take a look at her. But there, like I said, there's so many names available in this draft. It's really tough. It's really tough. So we'll see how it goes. But that's one name to call out. I have a little article on this on NYLFTV.com. You can check it out. It's coming up. It's coming up. But the good thing about being a contender and being the New York Liberty is that we're not really looking to make our splash in the draft. We're looking for right now players, and they're trying to kind of take care of the things that we were weak at last year. So, paying attention to the details and making sure that we kind of, cross our T's, dot our I's, and pay attention to where we lacked. And I think that's one of the biggest deals of all of this. So we'll see how they go. Again, like I say all the time, in Cobb I trust. I trust that GM. I trust what Jonathan Cobb is doing. He's been doing an amazing job thus far, and you already see the results, the reigning executive of the year and what is going on. So shout out to them for that, and to the ladies abroad, continue to keep putting in that work. Stay healthy, be ready. We are about 2 months away from the regular season. Now, real quick, let's talk about college basketball, because it's raining. First of all, even though they lost earlier today, or was it yesterday? They lost to UConn. Congratulations to UConn and their Big East, championship. But I have to give a shout out to Georgetown. Georgetown, what they did, first of all, being ranked number 10. People not thinking they wouldn't be here, and for them to make it to the championship round to go against UConn, and they did it in such a fashion was so super epic. First of all, I got a chance to interview Kelsey Ransom and Grace Ann Berger, I spoke to them Big East Media Day, and obviously they have heavy hearts. It's a tough time, losing their coach, their head coach Tasha Butts, rest in peace. And, just hearing how they spoke about her, how highly they spoke of her, I asked them to describe their coach in one word. Kelsey just said she is. And then they go on to speak on about Tasha Tough. Well, guess what? Fast forward, October 24th, 2023. Let's fast forward to March 10th, 2024. And March 10th. That game that they played against Creighton, March 10th, and March 10th being would have been Coach Tasha's 42nd birthday. They pulled out the win, their first win in program history for a championship game. So that was super dope. I think that was super dope, man. So Shout out to them for doing that. Hold on one second. I have to take this call. This is my baby girl, my princess, and my wife. They are away on vacation, and they left daddy. Daddy's missing them. Daddy's missing them big time. And they're calling to say goodnight. Hey, baby girl. What happened? Hey, baby, what's going on? She's a little down right now. I don't know what's going on. But I am wrapping up this episode right now. So I'm going to call you guys back in 2 minutes. I love you guys so much. Yeah, sorry about that, guys. I have to. My baby girl is away. My wife is, like, I have to. So definitely wanted to, just say goodnight to him. But besides that, I lost my train of thought. We were talking about women's college basketball. Yeah, yes. I'm so sorry about that. Coach Tasha Butts, Georgetown, they won on her, what would have been her 42nd birthday. So shout out to them for that. Then I have to, I got to briefly speak about LSU and SC, man, because they got super spicy, man. They got super spicy. It wasn't funny, but it was funny in the sense of, like, yo, this was spicy. And then to Flage's bro, I wanted to post a reaction video, but I said, you know what? Let me just stay out of this. Let me not even get into the reaction video because I didn't want to embarrass dude any more than he embarrassed himself. But again, I just thought that was uncalled for. Jumping over the stanch and into the over from the stands into a woman's game. I understand that's your sister and all, but there's a time, there's a place. That wasn't the time nor the place. And mind you, she has 14 teammates on her side, including coaches, assistants, who are there for her protection. There's no reason for you to do something like that. And not only did you make a fool of yourself, you got arrested, and you probably won't be able to see her play live again. That was stupid. That was next level stupid. So my message to everybody out there, especially, like, not just situations like this, let's do that pregnant pause, sit down, and think, because that's not the time. That's not the time nor place. And then you hopped over to do what? It was all girls. College girls, like, what are you doing there? So there's nobody jumping into the stands for men's games, and minus the malice in the palace, there's nobody coming onto the court and stuff like that. That has to be stopped immediately. So whatever he gets, he deserves. But again, it's stupid. I also didn't like Shannon Sharp and Stephen A kind of just, like, throwing that under the rug. Because that's not something you throw under the rug, fellas. That's really not. I am in full agreement with Shannon Sharp and Stephen A. Calling out Kim Mulkey and her comments post-game. But for them not to call out Flage's brother and kind of just be like, oh, yeah, that was his sister. So he had, no, it's not your sister and so-and-so. So people got kids. What about the Cardoso family? What if they wanted to come in and jump over and like, that could have escalated into something completely different. So understand that, one, it's a woman's game, whether if you're a big brother, little brother or not. Mind you, I'm a brother who has four older sisters. I will fight for them, but I will not jump into a basketball game for them, knowing that they have teammates that are supposed to be on their side, and they have coaches and people and professionals around to, you know, kind of deal with those situations. This is not the streets, guys. None of y'all are street, by the way, either. So this is basketball. So let's just keep it that. I think we should all keep it that way, and calm heads prevail. But that's all I got for y'all. Again, the New York Liberty are on to do amazing things, are continuing to do amazing things. Congratulations are in order to the New York Liberty for the announcement of their new TV partners, Fox 5 and My9. Starting on May 14th, you can tune in local broadcast, the first WNBA team to ever do this. Local broadcast partnership with My9 and Fox 5, all New York Liberty games will be broadcasted around the tri-state area. This is huge news on Women's History Month. Clap it up to the New York Liberty. Congratulations. It's your boy Rem. This is NYLF TV. Peace.